Hey, funny business listeners, before you guys jump into another red hot episode from the boys, I just wanted to jump on quickly. It's Caleb Holstein, co-founder of SquareX Innovations here. As Aussies, we love our coffee, and the Australian coffee scene has long been a global benchmark for quality and innovation. And now I'm pumped to introduce you to our best invention since the flat white, SquareX's first product deployment, GreenSquare. GreenSquare is a holistic ag tech software suite enabling coffee roasters and importers to take control of their largest product cost, green coffee. At SquareX, we're securing the digital future of the coffee supply chain and beyond. Enjoy the app.
Hello and welcome to Hot or Not, the best segment on the Funny Business Podcast. I'm Locke. Rob's over there. I won't let him intro himself because guess what? We've got a massive announcement. We're actually going to Sydney for the first time ever. We're playing a live show there at Fishburners, 11 York Street, Sydney, downtown Sydney, with Martin Karafilis and the team there at Fishburners. So we're quite happy. We're pretty pumped.
Playing a live show? Is that? Can you play? Are we playing an instrument? Can you say the word play? It feels
sing
a bit weird.
Sing.
What are you playing with on stage?
One hand will be down the trousers and one will be on the microphone. I feel like if you're talking into something, you're playing the mic, aren't you?
Playing the mic.
Are we doing a live show? What is it?
Yeah, putting on a live show. It's hard to play because I don't really have any musical talent, and I know that you maybe do a little bit.
No, not really. No, I try really hard. That's honestly my dream. If I wasn't podcasting, I'd be in the bedroom now just playing guitar, trying to make it, I reckon.
Yeah. You went live with the event poster. You got some feedback come through with, yeah. What did they say?
Best stuff I've ever seen in my life. So eye-catching. Oh my God, who did this? Yeah, that was me.
You were pretty happy with that. Not all the time.
It took me 15 minutes, let's be real.
It doesn't happen all the time where people that really get around and
receptive.
Give you. No, like positive feedback's a hard thing to get.
Yeah.
Give like someone to go out of their way to say a nice thing like that. And you had more than one person do it. And I know that your head was so big. It was wobbling. I
might not be able to get on the plane.
Yeah, because you're like, I've nailed something here. I've done a good job.
Well, hopefully we nail the live show because I was just like, I always wondered that. It's like people go to these shows and they're just like, you sit around and listen to people talk. Like, is that what people want to do? But apparently that's what they want to do. So we're doing it.
We'll do a pod, but there'll be a big element of like, we'll just get to chat and mingle and do a fun party aspect of the thing too.
It's an interactive live show. All our shows are. I'll just say it. They'll be hot or not. So if you're in the crowd, you can participate. You can throw your suggestions in. We want to make it fun, you know.
How do they get their tickets?
Well, it'll be in the description. So if you like the pod or what you're listening on now, if you just go into the description, there'll be a link. The tickets are actually free. We're not charging people.
How nice
is that? Crazy?
It's
is
nice.
That crazy? We're the only podcast that's just like, let's not charge them.
It's just about being nice.
Yeah.
Mingle. We'll be at one with the people.
Are we too good of people? Should we be charging them? Dollar donations? Dollar coin?
Dollar donations.
We just want to make sure people rock up, you know? So if we make it free, everyone's like, you know, they'll say they come and then they won't because it's free. But if you spend $100 on the ticket, you're probably going to be there, aren't you?
So you reckon we fucked up?
I don't know. But
it's been a week of DBSC announcements. You know, you've been following along the Dream Big Social Club. You've been doing all these posts. They're popping up on Funny Business, and I'm gonna like everything after you post it. You know,
it annoys you, doesn't it?
And share and get around. So
are you annoyed with all our announcements?
I'm like, I'm getting notifications. Locke's tagged you in this. He's pinging you in that. Like, I know you're doing some stuff.
Yeah,
you're out there making some things happen. But first up off the rank, we've had a few, I guess we're going live. Website should be going live by the time you listen to this. Should be up if you want to go check out a little bit more about what's going on since Chris has joined. And we've been doing a
refresh,
a flurry of announcements around some of the startups that we're working with, including PaySquad, SquareX and Seconds, and a bunch of partnership announcements. So the lads at Grant Help, Trent and Locke, 8 Recruitment with Danny Hansard, Good Ideas with Mikey and Marcos and the lads. Out in Footscray and the PR Hub. So Sam Dieback, she's doing some amazing work there. So what we're starting to do is, I guess,
and more to come.
And way more to come.
Way more to come.
Way more to come. Yeah. So I think for us and what we're really trying to do is build out the relationships, the network, the infrastructure that you need. If you're launching a new venture, if you're in the pre-seed or seed stage startup and you're looking for some people to support you and be involved in what we're calling is like a development program for startups. You know, if you want to come in here and it's a hard slog, like raising capital, getting people around you, building community, finding clients, finding partners, getting the right service providers, finding all that stuff. What we're trying to do is really collate all that sort of good stuff, build through our network of trusted partners and good people doing cool things that allows people to dream big. Our whole goal is to support founders through that sort of journey. And I guess what we're sort of doing with the lads at Pay Squad, Square X and Seconds, and seeing, I guess, some of the cool wins that we've had on the board early with them. And I don't know, it's just, I'm excited for big things to come, and it's been a week of announcements, the live show. I'm pumped to get to Sydney, you know.
You've been holding that in all week, haven't you? I can't wait to just drop this on Hot or Not. You know, like, this is what we're doing now. Things are taking shape and we're moving. And by we, I mean the clients that we're working with are fucking moving.
Yeah, things are happening. And like, again, another announcement, new newsletter. So fuck, I mean, we've been keen as to be running some sort
You dropped the first one. Rob Hicks, author Rob Hicks. And I got to say, I love it when you put pen to paper. No, not pen, but when you write some stuff out and get them dirty thoughts out into the world. And I feel like it's good stuff. Look forward to some interesting rants, I feel like.
It's been a weird year, because I think if you go back and you can read some of this stuff in the recap of the newsletter, but it's like, what we're doing now, where we've ended up in October, is very different to where we thought we were going to end up in January or Feb. Like all startups, you got to take opportunities and see where it evolves, but so excited to be at this point at the end of the year where our goal was to exist this year, and we've done way more than exist. We've really, I guess, worked this whole year to set the foundations up of what the Dream Big Social Club will be, and I guess the opportunities that we'll be providing for startups, and the launch of our syndicate that's gone live as well this week. So if you're looking to invest back into early stage startups, so there's a bit there for you if you're a founder, if you're an investor, if you're an operator in this space and you want to come partner with some stuff.
Operator, the big O.
Yeah, if you're doing business and you think you have services or you have a product that can help startups a part of their journey, we know that everyone needs different shit at different times. So it's like, how do we just build all the best shit in one place and know that if you build, like, that's the power of community, you know what I mean? That's the whole thing of, like, you always say it, I've got bread and you got bananas, and why don't we share?
We'll trade.
I like that. Well, you got some thank yous there. I can just pinging.
Before you keep moving on, I think you forgot something on your little list. Lucy Piper.
Oh yeah. Hey, well, that's why you're the host of this show.
Yeah, I'm just trying to, you know, keep it above board and make sure we're on track. But she was an amazing person, amazing episode. And it's funny because you guys used to work at the same place.
Funny enough, we bumped into Drew, who got mentioned. Drew Martinez from Intrepid Travel.
People don't know, doing Drew.
Some cool work in there, and he was actually he was Lucy's boss back at when she was in Intrepid, and we did some work together, and we're chatting about. It was just nothing but nice stuff.
Memory lane stuff, yeah, and just good stuff.
Too much niceties in the morning, but she's the type of person, Lucy, that just brings energy and just said that she got a track record outside of what it wasn't just what she said on the chat and how we felt like the rumors are true.
The rumors are true. Hey, I'll tell you what's true. This Hot or Not list is banging, and I've got to get to a few thank yous because the people have come in droves this week, and by droves I mean a select few, but they've sent a few suggestions.
Yeah, they thought hard. They've listened to the feedback.
Pretty hard, I reckon, to do Hot or Not suggestions, all right? Because when you're thinking of them, we have the story up once a week, and that's all you got. And if people DM me their suggestions, it doesn't make the list because I don't remember.
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing that much prep work. I'm just looking at this and going, that's the list.
There's no like around the side entrance and stuff. There's been people
trying to though.
There's one door. There's only the front door, and that's where
everyone goes through. Yeah. And it's not one of them ones where it's like a job interview and you know the person and blah, blah, blah. It ain't that. You got to go straight through this or else it doesn't get heard or seen. All right. So first on the list, EJ Tom. I love your work, brother. He's got a few interesting suggestions over the last week. Deliberate business trips to see your crush, and the week before was
you just called him out, bro.
Yeah, that's all right. Do you reckon she's listening, the crush?
I don't know, maybe.
Do you reckon, can't I do that?
Stay anonymous, mate.
Coming from you.
Darren the dobber.
Coming from you.
Darren the dobber.
I'm the dobber. Dirty Laundry Hicks, you love airing out dirty laundry over a lunch, don't you?
Funny stuff.
You dog. All right, Caleb Holstein. He's a good dude, isn't he?
Hey, we just mentioned before Square X, and he's at South by Southwest. Looking it out, but he's the founder of Square X, so good job. We love Caleb.
Good job. Thumbs up. Sean Marshall, Shreddy, Eddie, Danny Hansard made the list. Hey. So it's good to see a few partners and clients jump in.
Hey, they're in. Don't worry, they're here.
It's because we haven't been responding to their messages. They're trying to get our attention. Lauren O'Keefe, Monte Carlo made the list this week. Monte Carlo, honestly, I don't know if it's a he or she, but gets it done every week. Has one suggestion and nearly always makes it.
I like that.
Lock and roll, well done. My suggestion made the list, but it's also Caleb, so whatever. Chris Croker, he's coming to the event.
There you go.
You got free ticket. There you go. Dylan Caton, Josh Lange, two of the best, aren't they?
Fans.
Dylan and Josh, good combo. And Sorbet Weather, I love your work, brother. He's always
He made the list this week, and I feel like there was a bit more thoughtful, considered.
Yeah, he made the list the week before. That's the one before that where he none. And then you know who else hasn't been seen for 2 weeks? Kay Hicks 101.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just gone missing. Yeah. Why? Why has your mum gone missing? Is she upset with you?
Maybe. What's happened? Mate. Maybe you.
She's never upset with me. What have you done to her?
I don't know, man. I don't know. She's not as active.
Why?
I'm out of the good
mix. Is something going on? Is she all right?
Yeah, we'll find out.
I just want to need more suggestions, you know?
Yeah, I'll let her know. All right. I'll let her know.
First on the list, fast fashion. Are we going to say hot or are we going to say not?
I'm going to say not.
No?
Yeah, just I feel like now everyone loves it. It's just too much, I reckon, now. Mm-hmm. You can scroll on your phone and just see everything about it. Like, you were on that, was it called Wish? And you could get the...
Nothing come though.
You know, but didn't you order like the see-through sweatsuit or something else like that?
For your Bucks party, yeah. There was a few mesh singlets and like, yeah, like tucked in polos, like undies and shit.
Like anything you can possibly think of you can get.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This
it's
is
pretty wild.
Yeah, I was like, this is nuts. And then nothing came through the mail.
Like that's a cool thing. I reckon like it's pretty cool that you can think of anything wild in the world and you can like make it.
Yeah.
I like that element of fast fashion because...
But you mean like big quantities of crap, like our Obies when we were selling them?
Yeah, just a thing.
Like we better get another order before Christmas and none sold.
You know, do you reckon it'd be like if we, you think about like you got to see all of it in one spot, like all the crap that's in the world of like.
Do you reckon people would really stop purchasing as quickly?
Yeah, it'd be like, fuck. Look
at all or this. Your, just yours. So if you just went back and all, throughout all your clothes.
And you looked at it.
And then you pile it up, it'd probably be huge, wouldn't it?
And you're like, why?
Wow. Well, not for you because you're kids' sizes, so it's half the material. Do you honestly, is it cheaper for you?
Yeah.
Because you're 5'5"?
Is that what you're going with?
Is it? Is it cheaper? Because it's less material.
What's going on with your little shirt at the moment?
Are we going to talk about it, are we? Are we going to talk about it?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to say fast fashion, not hot.
Not hot. I'm going to say not hot either. But I'm like you, the fact that you can just think of something and it's probably out there and you can get it, or it doesn't come in the mail, but you think you can get it, that's a good thing. But there is a lot of trash out in the world. I just reckon, imagine if there was just three brands in the whole world.
Three
brands. Uniqlo, Cotton On.
And Lowe's.
And Lowe's for the big man. Well, three for chicks, three for bloke.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Three brands and just keep it real basic. No logos.
I do like logos.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
I find the logos aggressive sometimes.
Even the big Dream Big Social Club one, you don't really like wearing it because it's a big.
I feel like I'm going to work. I like, don't stress.
Well, you are at work.
I know that, but I'm just like just so everyone knows too. Like, I know it's fashion, the big logos and that, but just for me, it's like having your work logo print on the back if you're a tradie.
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah. You just, that's all right. They're loud and proud, bro. Yeah, why are you trying to hide your little Ralph Lauren polo? You like them ones,
I'm loud and proud. I'm wearing the white thing with the biggest fucking logo of all time today.
Yeah, I know. And you don't like it, do you? I know when you're sitting on the train on the V-line, you got your 1.25 sparkling water and your fucking big logo and you're going, I am Desmond Darrow.
Yeah, something like that. I'm going to say fast fashion, not hot.
Are you trying to move it on? I like it. Next on the list, off-season AFL news. You've been keeping up to date. You've fallen back in love with footy, haven't you?
I like the...
Why?
I like sports.
Yeah.
I like sports. It's nice. I've been following like the NBA off-season stuff.
It's off-season AFL.
Yeah, no, but I'm using something just to tell a story.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go on.
This is a podcast, yeah?
You're
trying to talk and connect things and say things. I've really been liking just the news and the stuff behind, like the business behind sports, you know, and like AFL trades.
Is that a podcast? We should start that. The business behind sport.
It's cool. It's like the games matter in that, but it's also like there's so much business and news and PR and comms and stuff that comes out, announcements and trade deals, and like it's interesting.
What do you think of Ginnivan?
I don't know. I feel like it's a...
You said good move.
I think it's probably a good move for him. You know, he gets a longer contract. He gets to play each week. He's not going to be... They just recruited another person in the position that he plays... I don't know. He's only 20. You know, yeah. I feel like fuck. He's gonna go play. I think he got a 4-year deal.
I don't know. Yeah.
Something like that. I heard 4 years. Like that's a great move.
Well, you reckon he kicked 40 goals?
He kicked 40 goals in a year. Like fuck. Anyway, I think off-season trade news has been fun this year.
You love it, though. Come to life. It's like during the season, you don't even know who's playing, but outside, you want to know who's going where and what's going on.
What clubs are doing what?
Yeah. Yeah. Been interesting. I feel like Brisbane done all right this trade. We got Duda.
Yeah, there's 900 players in the system, but there's only what, 17, 18 clubs?
Yeah, 19, 19 clubs.
Is there?
Yeah.
Who?
Gold Coast and
Tassie.
Is there 19 clubs?
Tassie would be the
19th. Can't be. It has to be a fucking even number. I think Tassie's no bias. The 19th. Maybe that's it, yeah.
I don't know.
The 19th license.
It's easy to keep up with 19 teams than it is the 900 players.
Do you reckon the trade period should go for like 2 weeks a week, a day?
I reckon way longer.
Do you reckon like a month, 2 months?
I reckon it should be open into the first, like until Easter.
Oh, even right before they play?
I reckon into round 4.
Really?
Something like that.
That'd be sick. And I just don't reckon they don't have the staff to do that.
Why not?
While they're still playing. Because I think
just change the role. You don't have to turn up to the games every week and do the things. Like, you just go out there and do some stuff.
Change is always hard. I get it.
I just think it'd make it more exciting. Player movements all the time.
It's hard to be loyal then, isn't it?
Create more opportunities. Yeah, but no one is. You get chopped. The people getting things. More people are facilitating moves. The mid-season draft there. I think it's just they should extend.
It's going to keep going more and more.
Yeah, and then if you had a lot more players that, imagine you could bring someone in for training camp or something. It's a harsh, but in the NBA, they sign someone today and they waive them tomorrow. You know what I mean?
That's insane.
But they might go to 4 or 5 different clubs in a year.
Yeah,
I feel like that's an.
But you're getting good money for that. Like I'm not saying you don't get good money for AFL, but
AFLW players get $80,000, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, these people are going to get signed.
Yeah, but to move to a different state and that.
Yeah, I'm just crazy, man.
You know.
So what? You want to play or not?
Just because you're on 25K back in 2010. Yeah,
do you want to play or not?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I don't know. But it's easy for basketballers and NFL players and stuff because it'd still suck, but you're on $10 million, $20 million contracts.
Not in those sort of contracts. Some of
fucking soccer players and shit. Yeah, no dramas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anyway, I think the game's big enough to do that. I'm going to say
hot. I wouldn't mind. I'm not saying hot. I want to see it, but I just don't reckon it'll happen. I'm going to say hot too. I like seeing where people go too, but this is the first time I've heard you admit it, so I'm pretty happy with that because you're a secret snuff and now everyone knows you're a snuff. All right, next on the list, South by Southwest, Sydney. Is it hot or is it not?
What do you think?
We're not there, so it has to be not, doesn't it?
Yeah, you've seen some photos, you've seen what's going on. Looks like everyone, the buzz around it, there's been a lot of people.
Just feels like it's a bit spread out. I don't know. I've just, like, all the different things, like, I don't know what the one in Austin's like, but I've always wanted to go. Because the music, I didn't even know that they'd done like business chats and talks.
Chance
the
Rapper's there.
Yeah, I know, but he's doing a talk. He's not playing.
Yeah.
I think if you're there, you're probably meeting some very cool people. Like the people that are doing stuff, they're all talking. Anyone who's doing stuff is probably talking.
Yeah.
If you're looking to get a glimpse into what's actually happening, especially in Australia, New Zealand.
It would have been good to go.
Fucking awesome. Yeah, but for us, I just feel like, because we do the pod and that, back-to-back sessions on things and learning shit, I don't reckon I would do that. I don't reckon I'd go to many sessions, maybe friends, just go watch them.
We're going
to
go support people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I reckon it's just more about meeting people after it, or if you really want to meet someone, they're in your industry or something, maybe go watch them and then see what they're doing after. But I don't know. I just think it's all about the people there.
It didn't get us in the plane this year. Is that what you, that's our...
What?
It didn't get us in the plane. It didn't get us on a plane this year. If it was in Melbourne, we would have gone.
Oh, 100%.
It's in Sydney, so I just...
Well, we're going to Sydney anyway. So we're just like, we're going the month after.
Yeah, I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to go. Then again, yeah. I would like to go. We got a lot of stuff on. I'm going to say, I still think it's hot. It's cool that a big conference like that's come here and doing something like that. Hopefully they do it in Melbourne next year.
Yeah.
Or if they do it in Sydney and it's a bit bigger, maybe we'll go. But
just looked a bit disconnected. Like, it didn't feel like the same, like, just by going by not being there and just seeing by photos and videos, it's like, I feel like the one over in the States is just more like a festival vibe.
Yeah.
You know, you go in and it's like this fucking circus. This one felt very
much like a conference. Like,
like a bit stiff.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. There's probably, they're great information, but it's like, I thought people would be drinking on the streets and, you know, like, even down at the Bering Mar, you know, Melbourne.
Where
the noodle market is.
Yeah.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
You know what I mean? If that was something like that, that'd be crazy.
But yeah.
Anyway, whatever. I'm going to say hot too. If you're there, good on you. That's good stuff. All right, next on the list. Green olives.
I've recently started eating olives after never liking them for my whole life.
The palate's changed.
It has.
Yeah.
And I like olives now. Not too many, but I like them.
Not too many? What do you mean?
I eat them out of the jar or like when you buy them from the deli, but I couldn't have like 10.
How many do you have?
Maybe like 2 or 3 at a time, and then I'll have a rest. I'm not gonna like.
So if it's on a cheese platter and that, now you're having it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm grabbing a couple. How good's that?
Your little fucking moist fingers all over the fucking.
I do like a cheese platter.
Yeah, but it's not cheese platters. It's green olives.
You know, but like if they were there now, I understand. I appreciate them more.
What's the difference between the other? What are they? Black olives.
Black olives.
Do they taste completely different?
Slightly different. I don't really like pitted olives or whatever. When they got the things, you just spit them out. That's rank to me.
That's just another thing to do.
I don't want to have to like my hands in my mouth chewing and then putting them in the jar and that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just get rid of the seeds.
Yeah. Make it perfect for me.
Yeah.
It's like watermelon with the black shit.
If I can get the stuff from fast fashion, surely I can just get the seedless olives.
I think you're paying extra for that, aren't you? The organic stuff. I don't know. You know, like two bananas, $8.50. No. What if I haven't had one in 10 years.
What if it's on pizza?
No, I throw it off.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't eat it on pizza.
No.
I just, yeah.
It ruins the taste of pizza a little bit.
It's a bit yuck.
Yeah.
It's just too overpowering.
Yeah.
It's not a complimentary thing. I feel like it's an overbearing thing.
You have
but
to
people
like
would
them.
Say that about pineapple and stuff too, but I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I just can't fuck with green olives.
I'm going to say hot. I'm interested to see what everyone else thinks though.
Not for me. Thanks, Danny Hansard, for the suggestion. He works at 8 doing some good stuff. All right, next on the list, something that we're doing, live podcast.
Hey, someone's done us a favor here and suggested this.
Well, we're going to see in the comments if people are like, no.
It's going to be awkward because you just announced a show in Sydney.
Yeah.
Wednesday 22nd at Fishburners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Makes me feel like we should do a show in Melbourne, though, to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because a lot of our listeners do live there. And it's like, maybe we should just do something for them as well. So just keep your eyes and ears peeled for that, because that'll be the next one.
Yeah, fair enough.
But
I'm going to have to say hot because we're doing one. I'm excited to see how it turns out. We've done them before.
Yeah, this will be different, though, I think.
Way more cash.
Yeah, way more cash. The things that we've learnt from doing live shows is, I think there is the big element of, yeah, it's all fucking looks cool and it's whatever. But I just think real cash environment, fun.
Yeah.
Casual and fun, two of our favourite words. That's what Sydney's going to be, and the next show after that.
I'm going to say hot. No, I feel like it's hard not to talk about anything besides ourselves.
Yeah.
At the moment, so I'm keen to move this one on though.
All right. I'm going to say hot too.
I'm going to say hot too, but we're doing a show in Sydney.
Yeah. We're doing one.
Yeah.
We've let people know about four times.
I know, come on.
All right, next on the list, probation periods at work. Hot or not?
I reckon I like it.
Yeah.
I reckon you get it's like I said before about the free agency thing. You get an opportunity to see if it's for you, but you also get an opportunity to see it's for the work. So, you know, if you work somewhere or you're just going to take a job and you're going to go, it's probably a good thing. If you don't like it, fucking don't stay.
Yeah, I think it's really
good.
But
if they don't like you and you don't fit, that's in there within their right to say you don't fit here either.
Hire and fire quickly. I think that is key, isn't it? Because you need to find your right fit. It's like going on a date with someone, yeah? You're like, imagine you rock up and you're like, oh, they're all right. Like, they're not ugly. They're kind of cool. Am I going to stay here for 10 years?
Yeah, I think at the moment everyone's probably a little bit more stressed than they were when we did, I guess, if you've been following along Funny Business for ages, we did a series with Seek or New Job Who Dis, right at the peak of, I guess, the jobs boom and stuff happening and things going on. Different.
You want a job? Here, have a job. Jobbies going everywhere.
Not as many jobbies today.
Nah.
But I think that people are still...
Different jobbies.
You still got to be conscious of where you're spending your time. You know, there's enough out there, still enough flexibility, especially if you're a knowledge worker. You can go out there and get yourself a new job.
Are we knowledge workers?
It's a harsh thing to say, but I think we're knowledge workers.
I don't think my family would believe that. I am a knowledge worker. I thought I'd be a labourer my whole life.
Yeah?
Yeah. I thought I'd be digging holes like out the backyard all my life.
Mark, if you're not...
Knowledge worker, I'll probably go back there soon, I reckon.
I don't know if you're a good...
Full-time.
I don't know if you're a good...
I'm pretty good.
Labourer.
I'm the only one who done it every day. You know, I know it's mine, but it's like, I still rocked up.
You're still rocked up. That's because you live here.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard to avoid it, bro. It was haunting you like a ghost out there.
If it was yours, I'd be rolling in right before lunch, leaving right after lunch. Probation periods at work. I love it. I reckon it's hot.
Me too.
Got to feel things out both ways.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, next on the list, taking compliments. Hot or not?
I feel awkward when I take compliments. I like hearing them, sort of.
Is it because they're so rare?
Yeah.
So when you get one, you're like, what's
going
on?
Well, you got one. You had the compliments this week on your designs.
Well, they didn't know it was me. They didn't say, Locke, great job with the stuff. They just said, this is the best.
Everyone was
new. I don't reckon they would have. Some people might assume that you do stuff too.
Yeah?
Yeah. So you could be just getting praise behind your back. And people don't even know.
So, but honestly, you took these compliments pretty well. You're pretty happy with yourself.
Yeah.
You've brought it up multiple times that people said it was the best. Some of the feedback was like, it's really eye-popping. And to be honest, it was.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was a good cover.
I feel like taking compliments is awkward. I feel like, honestly, in real life, talking to people, if someone's like, I always find, that's the thing that I find the most awkward.
And you go, thanks, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just like... Yeah, like, oh, I like.
And you're doing cool stuff too.
Yeah, I just deflect straight away.
Do we cuddle or something? Like, nah, what do you do?
I treat it like a podcast. I'll just interview them. Oh, so what do you do? Like, I don't really like talking too much about what we do because I just don't know what to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because we do so much stuff. It's like, I don't think I've figured out in my head what I want to say.
It's a lot.
Because there's so much to go and I'm like, what do you know about this world?
It's a lot to
unlock. And then I'll tell you, you know.
It's a lot to unlock, isn't it?
It's too much, I think.
I don't know if I really... Do you want to hear all the stuff? I do some stuff.
Some people unload like that, though, don't you? Yeah. You go, hey, how's your work been? And they'll give you like a half an hour answer on their fucking... every single detail of their job. I just don't want to be one of those people.
Sometimes it's a bit like, fuck, yeah, man, pretty good. How's your week been?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just brush it off. This is small talk. Yeah. This is small talk.
How's your week been? What'd you do this morning?
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
Oh, that sounds sick.
Not this guy actually... I think he's about to quit our work because he's I don't even know who Bob is, but you know, like, don't be that dude. But taking compliments, I feel awkward.
I love avoiding conversation.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same. I'd rather someone talk shit about me. At least I know how to feel. Yeah. You know? Fuck them. But all right. Taking compliments, I feel like it's got to be good, doesn't it?
It has to be hot. It's feeling nice. It's nice and...
You can give more compliments. If you're listening, giving compliments to us would be leaving us a review. 5 stars. That'd be fantastic.
Or share it with a friend.
Or share it with... That's your favorite thing. Share it with a friend.
Share it with a friend. Someone shared... Ben Tyres shared.
Is that stuff shareable?
He shared it the other day. Ben Tyres.
Oh, Ben Tyres.
On the story. So if you haven't listened to Funny Business, I think you've been listening. So big shout out, Ben. I saw you. I recognize you. Hopefully this is the prompt that got you thinking. If it was, just slide in and let us know.
I like that. And if you are listening and you like this episode, share it on your story.
Share it
on your story and tag us and we'll fucking reshare.
Oh, yeah. I like
so it's
that.
Like free real estate for you. We'll pop it on the fucking story.
I like that.
You know? All right. Next on the list. Phone off when socializing. Hot or not?
What do you think about this?
Massively hot.
Off.
Massively hot. Phone off. No, phone in the pocket. That's phone. I just mean phone out of.
Hey, let's play hot or not, yeah?
Yeah, all right. Phone off when socializing. No one turns their phone off now. Not even people that's in the movies.
That's right, eh? That's right.
No one in the... No, you don't even go... Like, at the petrol station.
It's weird to turn it off.
At this petrol station.
It's turn it off. It's
you're fucking... Kid, who's turning off their phone?
Yeah, I reckon turning it off is not hot.
Yeah.
Not, but I reckon everyone's going to vote the same way that you wanted to think about it.
Yeah.
If we're going to discuss what...
I'll do the photo.
Phones away.
Phones away. That's better.
Phones away, I'm going to say...
Let's just change it to that then.
Fair.
Phones away, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to say hot. Because then it's like, I feel you. Before this, I have my phone down.
Yeah.
I like to have my phone face down. But still, if it rings or something's going on, like.
If it vibrates, it's not the gerbil up your ass, it's the phone on the desk.
Like if something happens, like, especially with like Em and Matilda, or like if something. I don't want to be like. Sometimes I look and I've got like, there's a bunch of missed calls and something's going on. I'm like, fuck, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like not having your phone and being present.
Yeah.
And especially if you're hanging out with people in real life, that's. That's what life's about, isn't it?
I think
it's hard not to be on your phone sometimes, but in group, like in one-on-one settings, I'm a big fan of that.
Like meetings and that. Yeah. When we got meetings, I've just realized like, put it in your pocket.
Me and you are good like that though.
Yeah.
We are.
Put it in your pocket. Like I find it, if I'm talking to someone and they're on their phone, I'm just like, I'm just going to leave now.
Remember the vape? That guy who had the vape on the meeting with us?
Yeah, yeah.
It's wild. He's vaping it up.
I think that's what you do when you're really close with someone and you know what they're like.
Yeah.
Not really first initial meetings, but I just think phones, I think it's rude if you're somewhere else, even if you're busy, everyone's busy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I hate it when people say, oh, I've got busy. So much on, I've got time.
You love saying, you always tell people, oh, I'm the busiest.
No, we don't. Lucy Piper's banned that word from, it. That's that. But at the end of the day, I thought about it.
You didn't like that she banned it because you're like, I know.
Yeah, well, I like, know, but it's
we
like-
We know that being busy is not good, but fuck, we still are busy.
No, but having 10 meetings back to back, I would say that's busy. That's the dictionary version of busy.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just a fact.
If we got like today.
You can hide through this. Busy though.
Yeah, yeah. Right? We get what you're saying, but you're like, but I am still busy.
Yeah.
What's the definition of busy? Having stuff on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got stuff on.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I'm still trying to be productive, but yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Funny stuff. I'm going to say, what was we talking about?
Phone away when.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love this one. I just forget what we're even talking about.
That's most of the time, isn't
that's
it?
That's you, man. That's
that
you.
Is me. I am quite forgetful. Sometimes during podcasts, I'm like, who is this person we're interviewing? Lucky their name's at the bottom. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Is that a fly crawling up the wall?
You know what? I've been thinking, ever since you said I've got ADD, I've been thinking in the shower, I'm like, maybe I do. Because I can focus on something and then I can just go do something else completely. Like I just get bored with it a little bit. And I'm like, fuck, maybe that is that.
I reckon it could just be undisciplined.
Yeah. Well, is that ADD?
Nah.
Just give me the meds.
It's willpower sometimes.
Yeah, I've got not much willpower. I said I don't have much discipline and I don't have much willpower. But what I do have is self-awareness.
Oh, you know? Funny stuff.
And that trumps everything. All right, next on the list, working while sick. Is it while or whilst?
I've never
said whilst in my life.
I think it could be whilst.
Yeah.
But I reckon, to an extent, I reckon you have to push through. If you're working for yourself, you got no choice, and that's a harsh reality of doing your own thing.
Oh, yeah.
But if you work for someone else, oh, fuck, take a day off if you have a sniffle, you know?
Oh, it depends if you like your job.
I'm thinking about being almost sick. I woke up today and I thought, ooh, I would be a slight crink in my neck.
Oh, yeah.
I might just go get a massage and sit on the couch, watch some TV. Take one of those sick days.
We've got a few friends like that, I reckon now I might come down with thunderstorm asthma tomorrow. It's scheduled to be windy.
Yeah, it looks like a nice day. In. Surf's up.
I just think I always sort of work while sick. The last week I was fucked. And doing meetings and stuff.
Can I say though, now with like germs and that though, I think if you have a job that you have to go and be around people and stuff, that's not on.
Nah.
You can't. Take your illness to other people.
What if you can't? If you don't work, you can't pay rent. You miss shifts, and you're like, you've got to go to work.
That's why people go to work.
Yeah,
you know.
And people say don't work sick. It's like I need the money.
Yeah, yeah. I'll die if I don't.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna say hot. A lot of people say no, but
I'm gonna say hot too. I think people can fold real easily. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah.
Like they've got a little bit of a head.
You fold pretty easy.
I get sick easy. I don't fold easy, but I. Pushing people, not pushing through with.
Last week we come here to record Hot or Not, and
you could hear it in the thing.
I said to Tales, is Locke's partner, and she's like, oh, Locke's pretty grumpy today. And I was like, I went to make one joke about you not being that sick, and I could just you can almost like see the lines of anger coming off your back like a cartoon.
You don't think I want to be working? We've got so much stuff to do, and I'm like, I just feel like. If I just rest, I'll be all right, and I can't cop your bullshit. I'm not copping. You're not even sick. I'm like, bro.
I just walked in the door. I was like in there for 30 seconds.
That fucking shit-eating grin on your face. I'm like, he's going to say something fucking dumb. I just want to let him know that I'm not in the mood. I'm not going to laugh. I'm going to punch you in the head.
I was a bit scared. I just tiptoed into here. We did the Hot or Not recording, and I went back to my house.
I faked it for the last week. I was like, I just got to get through this.
Funny,
but no, you didn't say anything from there and it was good.
Yeah.
I felt like it was good. I sent you the warning and it was all right.
We gave you in the monkey, you beat the chest a little bit.
Oh, stuck at the back of the estate, crook as. You're coming over trying, you're not even sick, are you?
How sick are you?
Oh.
All right, hot.
All right, next on the list, last on the list, food challenges, hot or not.
Have you ever done a food challenge?
No, have
you? What would you be good at? I reckon icy poles.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was trying to think and I was like, probably icy poles. Cyclone. I can deep throat cyclones like no one else.
How quickly could you eat a box of 8?
If I was trying?
Yeah.
Oh, 4 minutes?
What?
Yeah. 30 seconds a pole.
How many times have you eaten 8 icy poles, which is a full box of cyclones? How many times have you polished a box of cyclones in a day?
In a day? Oh, probably only 3 or 4 times.
3 or 4?
Throughout my whole life.
Yeah, but that's
when I was in the bungalow living at mum and dad's, I went through a box of 8 in a night. I remember that. And it was just so hot. And I was like, I don't know. And I'm like, I'm not hungry. I just want sugar.
8 icy poles, though, back to back is crazy.
Yeah, at about 18, 19 years old, yeah.
Yeah, but you've done it more recently than that.
Too. Oh, I do. There's this new, I think they're called Berry Fruit Pops or something. They're next to the Super Dupers now, but there's only like 6 or 7 grams of sugar in each stick, which is
way better than the other ones. 40 grams.
And it tastes like a Prima. And the kids are on it, like Sailor and Walker, they love it. And it's just the best shit. I have 2 of them. Oh, 2 of them at a time. I know I'll probably have about 10 a day.
What?
In summer, yeah.
10?
When it's hot, yeah.
You're having 10.
10 in a day. Is that bad?
It's just so funny when you say it out loud.
But like I reckon you couldn't eat it that quick.
2 in a day, I'm thinking like if I was splurging on like a super hot day, I might have like 2 or 3 Super Dupers. Like that would be me like gorging.
Mm.
10 for you is not even a gorge.
Yeah, but that's coming from you who eats a block of family chocolate every night.
Yeah.
All that's right. A lot of chocolate. So the way you eat chocolate is the way I eat Icy Pops.
Oh, fair enough.
Way too much.
Yeah. I'm going to say food challenges are hot.
Have you done one before? Hot dogs?
Nah, never.
That would glide down your throat, the little Frankfurt, wouldn't it?
I reckon I could do pizza. I could eat pizza.
How many pizzas do you reckon you could eat in a row before you just can't?
I couldn't do two large pizzas, but I would like to.
You'd be shit at the challenge then.
Yeah, but I'm not like, I like food though. You know what I mean? Like, I'm happy to play the game.
Hot dogs? Could you do hot dogs?
I don't like to have to eat until you throw up, though.
Yeah, chicken nuggets.
Ooh.
How many could you do? You could do 50 from Macca's.
So
you'd be able to do it.
I bought the 24 nugs the other day, and I was feeling pretty sick.
I could push for a challenge.
I had 18 or whatever, and I left the others because I was like, I feel like that's too much.
So you've never had 24?
Nah.
You've never had a full box to yourself? Ever?
I've not finished it and polished it, too. I left a few because I was like, I don't... By the end of it, I'm like feeling guilty around how many nuggets I've got pulsating through my veins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't feel like that?
I've only completed the whole 24 a handful of times, but it's definitely doable.
Yeah.
It's easy shit.
I like that.
What are you going to say? Are you trying to move it on? Wrap it up. I know you better than you know yourself, I reckon. Yeah. Look at you.
I'm just...
You're the rapper, huh? Michael Rappaport, huh? All right. Hey, it's been a good week. This is the best show throughout the week. I know we have guests on and that, but this is what the people want.
It's good, the extended version now. I like it. It's good. And there's a bunch of announcements. We have all the announcements in the episode description. So if they want to go and understand about live show tickets and that, is that what you do in the?
That's all you do. Like if you can look in the description, it's got all the information.
If you can dream it, you can do it. Is that what you're trying to say?
A little bit of that, but keep your eyes peeled, keep your ears peeled for new episodes next week because we're recording a few back to back today. So
it's a recording sort of day today, and it's a beautiful day outside. Sun is shining.
So we're spewing.
Yeah, we're spewing. Happy Friday. Enjoy your day, and if you like this episode, send it to a friend
or put it on your story.
Oh, another cracking episode from the Funny Business Boys. Caleb Holstein, co-founder of SquareX Innovations here, just wanted to jump on and give you guys a quick update. SquareX is currently open for investment. If you're interested in learning more about what we do at SquareX and want to get involved in the digital future of agricultural supply chains, reach out to me via LinkedIn or you can reach out to the Dream Big Social Club team and join us securing the digital future of the coffee supply chain and beyond.